In 1952, Thurgood Marshall went to the U.S. Supreme Court to force public schools to end their discriminatory policies and simply treat students equally. 57 years later, almost to the day since Brown versus the Board of Education was argued, a public school in the Bay Area just learned it's going to the Supreme Court, this time to defend its non-discrimination policy. Hastings Law School was sued because it doesn't allow discrimination against gay people on campus. Like a lot of public schools and colleges in the year 2009, it has a policy against discrimination based on, among other things, race, religion, gender, or sexual orientation. So when a student club, a religious student club, decided not to admit gays and lesbians and required members to sign a statement of faith, it was, and I doubt this surprised anyone, in violation of that policy. Hastings apparently offered the club meeting space and access to the school's email lists, but it drew the line at funding. The club sued, saying that freedom of association requires the ability to discriminate, that it was being singled out because of its religious beliefs, and that some public places, like streets for parades, should be open for discrimination. Certainly, we all have the right to discriminate against anyone we want, in private. But a public school is just that. Public. The real question is, should public schools and colleges be allowed to have and enforce non-discrimination policies? If Hastings loses, that means taxpayer dollars, fees collected from all students, and the seal of one of the nation's great public university systems would be used to advance discrimination against gay people. In a fundamental way, public schools are to equality what churches are to freedom of religion. When students walk through the doors of a public school, they should know, as they have for nearly 60 years, that they won't face discrimination. With a perspective, I'm Sharif Ibrahim.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.